Okay, we're beginning the dinim of Tevilas Kelim and Yeridei Simin Kuf Chaf. What I'd like to do is kind of a brief overview of some of the dinim and svaris regarding Tevilas Kelim. Va'afareshet ta'inyan kufi yicholti. Hagemara in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hei Amud Beis, discusses the dinim of Tevilas Kelim. Actually, we raised a question when we learned Hechsher Kelim, that since we pask in that Mag'ilon v'acharkach Matbilon, that first you have to do Hag'ola, then Tevila, how come we have Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chaf is about Tevila, and Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph is about Hag'ola? So this morning, it seemed to me that perhaps the Svara, why Kuf Chaf is about Tevila and it comes before Hag'ola, is perhaps because the Shulchan Aruch is going to say the Hashas, and the din of Tevilas Kelim appear on Ayin Heim Beis, and the din of Hag'olas Kelim appear on Ayin Vav Amar Aleph, and 75 is before 76. That's what I was thinking. Again, I don't know, but Kach Nir Lafi Anias Daiti. The question, the Gemara Ayin Heim Beis, it's good to just read the entire Gemara to get the basics of the dinim, but there is one large chakira with respect to the dinim of Tevilas Kelim, which is, what is the rationale behind the dinim of Tevilas Kelim? Are the dinim of Tevilas Kelim predicated on the dinim of Isser V'Heter? Are they predicated on the dinim of Tuma and Tahara? The way Rav Shechter always points out in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, Rav Shechter has this, and this is Nogeya to Taisus at the beginning of Bava Kama. But the question is related to, let's say, Nidla Baila. Is Nidla Baila din in Isser V'Heter? Is Nidla Baila din in Tumah V'Tahara? Rav Shechter points out that the Gaon on the Pasuk of Parsha Shoftim, Ki Palei Mimcha Davar LaMishpat Bein Dam LaDam Bein LaDin Bein Nega LaNega. So the Gaon comments that there are three different areas of Halacha. Dam LaDam is Dam Toiha versus Dam Tomei, Din LaDin is basically what we call Chosh and Mishpat, and Nega LaNega is Tuma and Tahara. You get an impression from that Gain that Dam LaDam is a din in Nida, and Nida is a din in Isser V'Heter rather than a din in Tuma and Tahara, right? Those are the three areas of Halacha. And we're in that Yalfinan Tuma Mi'isura. So you see that there are three different categories of Halacha: Isser V'Heter, Dinei Mamonis, and Tuma and Tahara. And the question is, Tevilas Kelim, how is it conceptualized? And Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen, on page 711, it's easy to remember that number, they have slurpees. Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen, in his Sefer, on page 711, basically presents three possibilities as to the nature of Tevilas Kelim. The nature of Tevilas Kelim as a din Isser V'Heter is based on the following yesod. Just like you have to kasher a keli, because there's Isser in the keli, and even the keli she'eino ben yomo, we assume, and even if Yehol Tam Kikr is not the Rabbonon, we assume that there's some ma'ilo that was imposed to kasher the keli. That's what we saw a discussion when we learned Hechsher Kelim. So the din of Tevilas Kelim might be that since the keli is miyuad for hishtamshus with iser, we view it as if the keli already has some sort of iser in it. That would be something along the lines of the dinim of Isser V'Heter. Alternatively, we could say, and this is a more razzle-dazzle idea, although there is a source for this in the Yerushalmi, that maybe Tevilas Kelim is not a din of Isser V'Heter, maybe it's like the din of Geirus. Just like when the guy converts to Yiddishkeit, there is Tevila that's required. And that Tevila is not Tevila based on is Tuman Tahara. That Tevila is a din in Tosefes Kedusha, no? By Hasidim, they quote from Be'arlov Karlin, that going, I feel bad, Ike isn't here, but by Hasidim, they quote from Be'arlov Karlin, that going to the mikveh can accomplish more, is not a mitzvah. Be'arlov says it's not a mitzvah, but it can accomplish more than any mitzvah. There's a din of mikvah, which is for Tosefes Kedusha, rather than to remove Tumah and Tahara. And that's basically what Geirus is, no? It's Tosefes Kedusha. And we could suggest, and the Yerushalmi, which is quoted in many Rishonim, make the suggestion as well. We can suggest that the din of Tevilas Kelim is functionally a din of Gerus on the Keli. I'm a Gaya the Keli. How am I a Gaya the Keli? I immerse it in the mikvah, and that is Gerus on the Keli. So that's the second possibility. It's not Isav Heter. It's also a din in Yerideya, but it's a din in Yerideya akin to Gerus. The third possibility is that Tevilas Kelim is functionally a din in Tum and Tahara. There is a din, at least Midrabbanan, that Goyim are Metame. Perhaps you could say that the Keli of a Goy has Tuma on it, and what I'm doing is I am being Metaher that Keli. It's a din of Tuma and Tahara. That's the third possibility. Within the Gemara, Rabbi Eliyav notes, within the Gemara, we do see certain indications that it's a din of Tum and Tahara, rather than a din in Blios of any sort. Perhaps a din in Geiros, but certainly not a din in Blios. The Gemara has two different psukim, how you know Tevilas Kelim. In the Parsha of Koy Midyon, in Parshas Matos, the word v'taher is an extra word in the pasuk. V'taher tells me the ha'isif l'cha tahara acheres. There's a new din of tahara. Then the Gemara also learns from the pasuk of b'mei nida. B'mei nida tells me that it needs mayim shanida tovelos b'hem, which is memsa'a. For the Gemara, if I'm learning from b'mei nida, I'd have a havamina that you also require hazor shlishi or shvi'i. Right? Maybe Mei Nida tells me that just like to be metaher a person from Tumas Meis, you require hazor with efer para b'shlishi or shvi'i, so perhaps you require hazor shlishi or shvi'i on the keli. Perhaps you require hazor shlishi or shvi'i on the keli. Zakni Gemara, no. Ach. Cholak, no? Ach, b'mei nida yischata. Ach tells me you don't need hazor shlishi shvi'i. The fact that the Gemara entertains a possibility that you require hazor shlishi shvi'i indicates that maybe it's a din in Tum and Tahara. But then again, perhaps the maskon of the Gemara is that no, ach cholak, and it tell me it's not a din in Tum and Tahara at all. But we do see the possibility raised in the Gemara that's a din in Tum and Tahara. Similarly, the Gemara, like three lines afterwards, Maskeflor Rav Sheshes, Ihachi Afilu Zuza de Sarbalanami. If it's a din of Tevilas Kelim, so when you buy scissors from a guy, and you're using the scissors to cut a beged, should you require Tevila? Zak the Gemara, no. Klei Midyan is the source of the din, and Klei Su'uda Amurim Beparsha, it's only Kelim that you eat. The Havamina, that it should apply to scissors, would again indicate that it is a din in Tuma and Tahara. Because if it's a din in Iser v'Heter, l'cha'era, there's no sevara why a scissor should require any sort of tevila. Right? It would seem that's a din either in Geiros or a din in Tuma and Tahara, no? That's the impression that you get from that Gemara.
Why do we care about to accept this Kedusha on a
clean? See, so again, it could be that there are many dinim in this part of Yerideya from Kuf Yud Beis on, which are saying that we want Yidden to maintain a certain distance from Goyim. And one of the ways that we want Yidden to maintain a distance from Goyim is we don't even want you to use a Goyish Keli. And we'll tell you that you need some sort of process to make the keli a Jewish keli, because we want to keep distance from goyim. Don't even use goyish keli.
But that can be accomplished by a hechsher keli. No, like, what do you mean?
So hechsher keli only hechsher keli is only necessary if the keli is treif, right? But even new keli requires tevila, and perhaps the idea of geirus or the idea of tum and tahara is to create this idea of separation from Goyim, perhaps.
This is the rice that we want. It's the rice.
So is there a so we're assuming that Tevilas Kelim, at least in Kli Mateches, is the rice. We should point out that the Ramban al HaTorah entertains the idea that Tevilas Kelim is Kol Kulo Midrabanan. And there are many who understand that the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin is saying that Tumas, that Tevilas Kelim is a din d'rabbanan, and the Rambam uses a lashon of divrei sofrim. That lashon of divrei sofrim is always mi'or pal. It's always a mysterious, complicated lashon, right? So it could be that even for the Rambam, Tevilas Kelim is d'rabbanan. Mainstream Judaism is that Tevilas Kelim on klei mateches is d'raisa, Tevilas Kelim on klei zechuches is d'rabbanan. That's mainstream Judaism. But there are these shitos that the entire din of Tevilas Kelim is d'rabbanan. Hemshech HaGemar, yeah.
If it's about some batar or conversion, why should it only be about matzachas or zechuchas? And why should some things not even be require
So if it's a din in tumah and tahara, so I could say that tumah and tahara is only shayach and klei mateches min ha-Torah. Other kelim don't become tamei min ha-Torah. Kli cheres, you know, is like this complicated sort of tumah that's not analogous to any other tumah.
Is that true? Other kelim don't become tamei min
ha-Torah. One could argue. Kli zechuchas does not become tamei min ha-Torah. Kli cheres does not become tamei min ha-Torah with negiyah. The normal way of kelim becoming tamei is negiyah. Kli cheres only becomes tamei asher yipo mehem al tochal. Right, only mitoicha and not migabo. No, there's no din of tuma and klei cheres on the outside, so it's kind of a chiddush on its own. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the back of the Tevilas Kelim book, on page 243. This book, by the way, is awesome. The Tevilas Kelim book, mamish. Right, this Rabbi Tzvi Cohen, like, did earth-shattering work. The Gemara tells me that Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yosef, bought a Keli Demarida from Goyim. Keli Demarida, Rashi says, is some sort of Klei Adama Utzviye Bokar Mu'uravim. It's a mixture of dirt with animal dung that are mixed together, and they make a Keli out of it. So he wanted to be Tovel it. Zok the Gemara, no, Klei Mateches Amurim Beparsha. Klei Mateches Amurim Beparsha. Now, what's the Ha'ava, Amina, that you have to be Toivel these Kelim? These Kelim are not Mekabel Tumah at all. So, what's the Ha'ava, Amina, that it requires Tevila? Says Rabbi Yaakov, oh, Zetmin from the Ha'ava, Amina of the Gemara, that this Tevila is not based on Tumah Kihuzet. Now, this is kind of funny, because we just had two diyukim in the Gemara, two havaminas in the Gemara that is based on Tumah, right? The fact that you require Hag'ola, the fact that perhaps you would need Shlishi Ushavi'i, and the fact that perhaps Zuz of the Sarbala would require Tevila, would indicate that maybe it's a din in Tumah and Tahara. But this Gemara, the Gemara of Kalim of Tzefiye Bakar, Mona de Marida, Rabbi Yaakov points out, would indicate that it's not based on Tumentahara.
Or not only Tumentahara.
Maybe. Or not only Tumentahara. Again, and in all these cases, we have to contend with, okay, so we're bringing Rayas from Ahava Amina, but Acharike Chosako, what's the Maskana? And maybe the Maskana of this whole thing is that it's a special din in Geirus, but it's a din in Geirus that is somehow limited to the Kalim, right? It's really, it is more pal. I think it is confusing just from the Gemara. When I move from the Gemara to the Rishonim, Nirlafi and Nistaiti, that we can see two different schools of thought in Rishonim. One school of thought in Rishonim, which we'll call the Tosfos school, is clear that it has nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara. I have three Tosfos to put together over here. Three different Tosfos. The Gemara says that you have to do Tevilas Kelim in Arba'im Sa'ah, which is Mayim Shahanida Toivelas Bahim. Frektis is Akasha. But what do you mean? Min HaTorah can be Toivela Keli in a revius of Mayim. If I have Machdin Vitzinoros, now I have tiny little needles. So the Gemara tells me in Nozir Lamed Ches, I could be Tovale in Pachos Me Arba'im Sa'ah. So here also I'm being Tovale Keli. Why do I need Arba'im Sa'ah? That's Tosis's Kasha. So Tosis answers, no. The din of machdin v'tzinoros hatzagi b'revius min haTorah hainu tevila mituma, aval tevilas klei midyan is a chiddushu. In other words, Tosis is clear. The lashon of Tosis is abundantly clear that this is not a din in tuma and tahara. It's a din in something else. Tosis says it's a chiddushu, not tuma and tahara. Similarly, the next Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hey, on the base, the next Tosis also says it's not a din in Tum and Tahara. The Gemara has a Shaila about Klei Kunya. Klei Kunya are Kalim that are lined. They are Kalim of Cheres. Cheres does not require Tevila, but they are coated. They're coated, Rashi learns, with aver. They're coated with lead. That's klei kunya. And there's a machlosim revacha revina, whether it's ketchilasa or kesofo. Ketchilasa means the keli began as klei cheres, right? That's ketchilasa. Sofo means the keli finishes off as klei mateches. Does it require tevila or not? Zak the gemara vehochisa kesofo, that you have to tovel these kalim, etc. Now, what does the Gemara mean? Tosfos says, the Gemara only means kalim which are mitzupin be'ever mi bifnim. Right? It only requires tevila if it's covered with the lead, with the mateches on the inside. But if mitzupa mi bechutz, it does not require tevila. Similarly, if I have kli eitz, if I have, let's say, a barrel, and the barrel has staves, is that what's called staves? Or let's say they're metal braces that hold the wooden barrel together from the outside. So Tosis says, despite the fact that hakol holeich achar hamaimid, nonetheless, if it's mitzupa mibachutz, or you have metal mibachutz, it does not require tevila because it's a din in klei se'uda. Klei se'uda means it has to be that the metal is on the part that you use, not if the metal is on the part that you're not using to eat. No, this comes up all the time. Let's say I have a ladle that's made out of some sort of rubber and the handle is metal. No, it doesn't require tevila. So tevila is only on the part, only Taisa says, if the metal is the part that's used. Now, why is Tosfos rejecting the din of Maimed? So if you look in the Rishonim, those Rishonim, the Rav Yah, the Mordechai quotes this opinion in Siman Tav Tov Nun Tes, the Rishonim who say that even if it's mitzupa mibachutz, or even if you have the metal on the wooden barrel mibachutz that requires tevila, that's because the din of Hakoch Olechach HaMaimed. That din of Hakoch Olechach HaMaimed is a din in Tum and Tahara, no? By Tum and Tahara, if I have a maimed of the keli, right? Like, there's a discussion by Sukkah. That's where people know the dinim of maimed from, no? Like if you're super duper looper from, so you won't have any metal supporting the schaf, right? Because maimed, right? Maimed is a din in Tumah and Tahara. When Tosfos says that I don't hold of maimed by Tevilas Kelim, that l'cha'ura is Tosis's way of saying that tevilas kelim have nothing to do with tuma and tahara. No? That l'cha'ura is what emerges from Tosis. So I have two shitas of Tosis which are consistent. I should note, by the way, that the Mordechai in Siman Tav Tov Nun Tes seems to disagree with Tosis on both points. The Mordechai seriously, very seriously, entertains the idea that Eve, that maybe Tevilas Kalim would suffice Pachos Mi Memsa'a, at least by a Ma'ayon. Okay, let's go slowly. There is a difference between a Ma'ayon and a Mikvah. A Ma'ayon is Mitaher B'Zeichlin, the Mikvah is Mitaher B'Eshborin. B'Eshborin. Zochlin means it's flowing water. So everybody holds that you need, for Tevila in a Mikvah, you need Arba'im Sa'ah, because they were Mevatel the Revius. So Al Kopan the Midrabanan, you need Arba'im Sa'ah by any mikvah. What about tevila in a ma'ayon for a kelim? What about tevila by a ma'ayon for a kelim? So that's a machlokes between the tour and I think the Rav Yah. And it's quoted in the Mordechai in Taftaf Nuntes. And the idea over here is that if you hold a ma'ayon, pachos me'abotim sa'ah would suffice. That's a way of saying that, you know what? It's not, or it is a din in Tumen Tahara. Tumen Tahara, Ma'ayon is Metaher. For Isser Veheter, we could say that for a Nida, for example, Ma'ayon Pachas Me'abam Sa might not help. But for Tevilas Kalim, perhaps it will help. In Rabbi Eliyahu's book on page 717, he entertains this idea. He doesn't really shtotsu the discussion by Ma'ayon. Oh, no, he does. In footnote 21, he shtotsu the discussion. The smack holds that you need Arba'im Sa'av for a tevila by a Ma'ayon, but the Torah disagrees with the smack. Nat L'chora is this machlokes as well. That's the way he sets it up. So far we have two tosis. The Shear and the Tosis of Davar HaMaimid, where in both cases Tosis says it has nothing to do with Tumen Tahara. And in both cases, the Mordechai is quoting opinions who disagree. There's a third Tosis. Mag'ilan u'matbilan. Do you have to do Hag'ola before Tevila? So Tosis says, no, you could really do Tevila Bereisha. Why? Because there's no din of Tovel v'Sheretz B'Yado. Because the tevila over here is not based on Tumen Tahara. Right? That's exactly Tosis's lashon, no? Hach tevila ina b'shvel tuma. Do I have a ketovel v'sharetz b'yadol? The Rishon who say has to be mag'ilon v'chakach matbilon are saying that I'm worried about tovel v'sharetz b'yadol. But Tosis says, no, there's no such thing as tovel v'sharetz b'yadol, because over here, this din has absolutely nothing to do with Tumen Tahara. So Tosis in three cases says has no do with Tumen Tahara. The Mordechai in all those three cases either is Machriya, right? Like the Mordechai is Machriya that has to be Hag'ola before Tevila because of Tov V'Sharetz B'Yado. And the Mordechai is Machriya, at least he quotes the Rav Yah, who's Machriya, that the Chashukim Mibachutz requires Tevila, right? And in the case of the Shear, all the cases, the Mordechai is quoting German Rishonim who disagree with the Balei HaTosfos. Okay? This is a fundamental question. By the way, halacha l'maisa, in terms of the Chashukim Mibachutz, etc. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chav Se'if Aleph, it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah about if it's Mitzupa Mibachutz. Now, everyone holds up mitzupa mibachutz does not require tevila. If it's mitzupa mibifnim only, does it require tevila with a bracha or without a bracha? Mechaber says mitzupa mibifnim requires tevila with a bracha. The Ramah says mitzupa mibifnim requires tevila without a bracha. You only require tevila with a bracha, according to the Ramah, when it's mitzupa mibifnim umibachutz. That seems to mean that the possibility that tevilas kelim is predicated on Tumen Tahara and Gansen rejected. Because everybody is saying, right, that if it's Mitzupa Mibachutz alone, if it's just a din of Dvar HaMaimid, so it does not require a bracha. It does not require any tevila. It does not require any tevila. The Shach, a nice Dalit, quotes that the Mordechai says, if it's mitzupa mibachutz, you should do tevila. Right? But we don't do that. Right? So this is all my shtikal Torah. It works out well. But we don't pass against anything to do with tevila, with tumah and tahara. Im kenem hadavarim, if we're correct. So there are a number of discussions in the Achronim and in the Poskim which require serious thought, and it's not so pashut that it's not so pashut at all. Do you have to tevil a big barrel? So a big barrel is not really movable. The big barrel that's attached to the ground might not be mekabel tuma at all. In the Chelkas Binyamin, Sifkatin Gimel, in Kufchav, Sifkatin Gimel, the Chelkas Binyamin has a big machlekes hachrei. Now, most poskim assume that big barrels, al koponim, if it's a big barrel that is not metal, if it's glass or wood, certainly wood does not require tevila, but the standard approach is that we don't tevil these big barrels. That's the standard approach. Why not? So, in the Chokas Binyamin, he quotes a tshuva of the Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov writes that these kelim are hotter from tevila because there's no tumah, there's no tumah sakam. And since there's no tumah, v'ho v'lesbu tumah da'alma, v'nei shena'asu lehishtamesh im hakarka, even if I have klei mateches, if the klei mateches is made and it's intended to be attached to the ground, it's not mekabel tumah. That's a big discussion in Hilchos Mikvaos, where you can't have havaya ayadei davar mekabel tumah, but if I have metal kelim, which are intended lehishtamesh im hakarka, you make the metal and the intention is that it should be attached to the ground, it's not mekabel tumah, like it says in Reish Aleph Se'if Mem Ches. So here also, since it's not mekabel tumah, so therefore the Shev Yaakov Tainas, therefore, there's no din of tevila even on a big metal barrel that's attached to the ground. Like, for example, growing up in West Orange, my real childhood, so there was a Reinhold beer factory that was right near West Orange, New Jersey, when I was a kid. No? Any of you guys remember this? So the Reinhold beer factory had massive vats, massive metal vats, where they stored Reinhold or Rheingold? I think it was Rheingold, actually. The Rheingold beer factory had massive metal vats where they stored the beer. Does that require tevila? Some of the Achronim say, and the Maskana in the Chokas Binyam, of Chotin Gimel, that maybe you should make a hole at the bottom of the keli and have a Jew fix up the hole to make sure that it's keli tznas ayidei Yisrael. But the standard practice is not to tevil it at all. The Shev Yaakov says a svara because it is tevilas kelim is based on dinim of tumah and tahara, but as we noted, this opinion does not seem to make it to the big book, and hence the Shev Yaakov is difficult. An additional wrinkle on this, which I feel is mamish humorous, is as follows. If I have an electric keli, look in the tevilas kelim book. Pages Reish Hei, Reish Vav. So in pages Reish Hei, Reish Vav, there's a discussion, what do you do about an electric keli? There's always a concern that an electric keli will break when you tevil it, no? So, the Tevilas Kelim book quotes that it requires tevila. And it quotes many Achreinim, quotes the Chokas Yaakov, who says that based on the Shev Yaakov, that something that's not mekabel tumah does not require tevilas kelim. So electrical kelim are not mekabel tumah because you use them when they're plugged in, and plugged in means that they are mechubar lekarka at that time. This is mamish, sounds like a chassidish joke, no? Right? Plugged in means it's not mekabel tumah at that time, and memela, there's no din of tevila. And even if I could use the keli when it's not plugged into the wall, I could plug it into a battery or something like that, since it's asui lehishtamesh im hakarka, and since the Chazon Ish says that there's a moloch of bona when I create a circuit, so I'm mamish building it, it becomes a chelik of the wall, so memela, it does not require any tevila. Oh. Most Acharonim completely reject this din. It happens, the greatest gadol in America, Reb Aaron Cutler, called him the greatest gadol to ever be in America, was a yid named Reb Michal Forschlager. Reb Michal Forschlager, my father remembers him from Baltimore. My father remembers when Reb Michal would walk into the Beis Medrash, and there Israel, the Rosh Hashiva Rav Ruderman would sit there. The Rosh Hashiva would mamish, like, shake. He was very scared. Michal Forschlager was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer. The man was a super-duper genius. Whenever someone in Lakewood would have a kasha that would stump Reb Aaron Cutler, Reb Aaron would say, go to Baltimore and ask Reb Michal Forschlager. Reb Shimon Schwab is a friend of Rav, the Rav here in town in KAJ, was a Talmud of Reb Michal Forschlager, and there's some shtickle to Reb Michal Forschlager that are quoted in Rav Schwab's Sefer and Chumash, the Mayan Beis HaShoeva. Michal Forschlager has an essay about Tevilas Kalim. Michal Forschlager has an essay about Tevilas Kalim that he tainos that to be considered Mechuber Lekarka, it has to be a full-fledged chibur, and even attaching stuff al yedei screws does not make it Mechuber Lekarka, and that's how Michal rejects this razzle-dazzle svara of being plugged in. But Lemaisa, I think our rejection is stronger. Again, look at page Resh Hei Resh Vav here in the Tevilas Kalim book. The Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. By the way, you could look also the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Lamed Tes. The Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Lamed Tes tainas that maybe you don't tivel the big barrels because it's not a din keli. Keli means something that is metaltel, something that you move. If it's not metaltel, it's not a keli. And he also entertains the idea that maybe it's based on tum and tahara. But he does not seem to like that. He does not seem to like that. If you look in Reb Moshe, Chelek Gimel Simen Chaf Gimel, he discusses what about being entitled disposable kelim, no? Let's say you buy aluminum pans. So you have to tivel it. So Reb Moshe has a razzle-dazzle chiddush. Moshe writes, Chazinon, the Dovish Enu Miskayim Ozman Kotzer, it's not Makabu Tumah. The Imkain, he has arrived from a Tosis in Shabbos. Now something is usable, even if you use it more than one time, but it's really disposable, it's not Miskayim El Ozman Kotzer, it's not Makabu Tumah, says Moshe. The Imkain Kalim Elu, She'ir Shalish Damish Behem, Rak Bezu Gimu Pa'amim, it's not Makabu Tumah. And therefore, Einam Tzrichim Tevila. He writes, Efsher Einam Tzrichim Tevila. Efsher Einam Tzrichim Tevila. Now that entire dimyan is really questionable / problematic. In the back of the Tevilas Kalim book, there is that same essay that we quoted a few minutes ago from Reb Yankov Kamenetsky. Reb Yaakov says that's Mavuar in the Gemara, that it's not a din in Tum and Tahara. Reb Yaakov is writing about the following question. The Torah only speaks about six types of metal. Aches ha-zoho ve'es ha-kosef, es ha-nechoyishes, ve'es ha-barzel, es ha-bedil, ve'es ha-ofores. Right? There's only six kelim six types of metal that are mentioned in the Torah. What about aluminum? Is aluminum considered metal? And the Teferes Yisrael, the Hakdama to say the Taharis, says maybe only the Sheish Minim is a din of metal, and maybe only the Sheish Minim is Makabel Tuma. Based on this, does aluminum require tevila at all? Remember, we were discussing aluminum pans a minute ago from the perspective of being disposable. Another svar why should not require tevila is because aluminum is not one of the metals that's mentioned in the Torah. No? Rabbi Yaakov says no, it's nothing to do with Tumen Tahara. Again, all of those who assume that it has something to do with Tumen Tahara, which are like these, right, the Shittos that don't make it to Shulchan Aruch, the Ravyo, the Mordechai, etc. Right, so then we could say that aluminum does not require tevila at all.
But that also is working under the assumption that tevila, that tevila is a din, was a din in Tumah V'Tahara.
Correct, and that shita seems to be rejected. That's what we're saying,
right.
And that's precisely why Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky rejects the din. Rabbi Yaakov says aluminum requires tevila because tevila has nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara. Plastic, Caleb. Does plastic require tevila? So some suggest that plastic is not makabel tuma. Others say, who says plastic is not makabel tuma? The Minchas Yitzchak. Right? This is no gea for dinim of ksamim, no nylon, plastic, right? Any man-made material. Minchas Yitzchak says mehechates it's not makabel tuma. The Gemara says that glass requires tevila midrabbanan because glass has similar properties to metal that, like, you can melt it down and then put it back together. So that's why it requires tevila al kopan midrabbanan. Plastic. So I have a brother-in-law in Lakewood, Akiva Lustiger. He's a Rebbe here in Breuers. So Akiva's father is a scientist, is a physicist who deals with plastics. Now, the plastics share the properties of glass that you could put it back together, right? Can you melt it down and put it back together? So most of our cheaper plastics, you melt it down, it becomes like a lump, no? But there are different amounts of polymers that they have in the plastics, vesechnishtvas, whatever. You could do research on various plastics. But there are certain plastics that share properties with glass. If you go to the Breuer's mikveh, it says that you should be tova plastic without a bracha. Most normal Jews are not tova plastic at all, no? Why not? We assume one of two things. We assume, well, maybe klei matechas amur b'parsha. Aye, there's a gezeira of klei zechuchis, I'm tovel it because it shares certain properties. Perhaps that din is that not everything that shares those properties. It's a special din in klei zechuchis. Certainly, if you assume that it has nothing to do with Tumah and Tahara, if you assume that it has something to do with Tumah and Tahara, so you don't tovel plastic, the standard approach among Orthodox Jews is that we are not tovel plastic. We don't tovel even without a bracha. We don't talk about it at all. Hamachmir lehatbilon below bracha tavo. Hamachmir lehatbilon below bracha tavo lov birkas tov.
Who is that?
This is Yabia Omer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Ches.
Chelek Dalid, Simin Ches?
Of Yabia Omer, yeah.
What do you say?
Hamachmir lehatbilon below bracha tavo lov birkas tov. I think our approach is that we do not tovel them at all. He quotes that the Minchas Yitzchak says you should tovel plastic without bracha. The Melamed Lohoel says the svara that I just suggested a minute ago. The svara that maybe it's a special gezeira on clay zechuchis, but clay plastic don't require any tevila. This is our approach. China. You have to tovo China. So let's go back to our sugya of clay kunya. Clay kunya, remember, are the kalim made out of earthenware that are mitzupeh. If it's mitzupeh mi bifnim, so we tovel it. Mechaber says tovel with a bracha, Ramos says tovel without a bracha. Mitzupeh mi bifnim umi bachutz. So the pashtus is you tovel with a bracha, according to the Rama as well. Our kelim, are they mitzupa mi bifnim mebachutz? Are China? Yeah, there are. They're mitzupa with a very tiny, thin layer of glass. No? The tiniest, thinnest layer of glass. L'cha'ora, it should require tevila, based on that. You get an impression from Reb Kiva Eger here in Simon Kuf Chav, that Reb Kiva Eger says that the kelim which are called glazirt, which sounds like it's covered with like a thicker glass, where kelim which are glazirt, you should not make a bracha. You should tovel it without a bracha. Those are earthenware kelim that are covered with like a thicker glass. So those you should tovel without a bracha, Reb Kiva Eger says. In our yeshiva, the practice, and there's a line in Reb Moshe to this effect. Our practice is that we do not tovel China at all. Our practice is that we do not tovel China kihuzeh. And the cheshbon is that these kelim are not considered glazirt b'chlal. They're not glazirt. They are less than what Reb Kiva Eger is discussing. And there is zero reason why we tovel them. Remember when I first got married, this was like a big issue. Because I told my wife that we don't tovel China. And like all my brothers-in-law from Lakewood are like, who is this Reform rabbi guy? Or Reform not even rabbi guy? Whatever it is. And I don't know.
Why don't we tovel it? It's mitzvah.
So we assume that this is not enough to be considered a tzipui. It's not even enough to be considered a tzipui, yeah.
Where is that Reb Moshe?
What?
Which Reb Moshe is that? Where is that
Reb Moshe? Yes, I'm looking for where that Shuvit is. If you give me a minute, I can find it on my source sheet somewhere. China. China. Where that China? There's one line in Igris Moshe somewhere. It's like, I have to. I'd have to find it where this is. If you give me, maybe tomorrow in the basement, I'll try to find it for you. Unfortunately, I didn't organize my notes here as I should have. I have to find that line. I'll have to find it. I apologize. I just can't seem to find this Marimakom right now. Okay, but we'll discuss. Right. I have to discuss this later. I have to find it. Okay. Yashin Karach, Evra. Okay. We'll pick up from here, Mirza Shem, tomorrow.